This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the empathy bridge to prevent emotional escalation before it starts. Stop conflict before it ignites by leading with understanding, not argument. In short, emotional escalation rarely arrives without warning. The empathy bridge technique gives you a way to interrupt that warning signal before it becomes a full reaction by acknowledging what the other person feels before you say what you need to say. Lead with acknowledgement, not argument. Deploy the bridge before tension appears, not after. Pair it with a pause so the acknowledgement has time to land. Definition: the empathy bridge technique is a structured communication method where you acknowledge the other person's emotional state or circumstances before delivering a difficult message. It reduces defensive reactions, signals respect, and creates the psychological safety that difficult conversations require to stay productive. I watched a manager lose his entire team in 60 seconds. He walked into a Monday morning meeting, sat down, and led with the problem: missed targets, poor coordination, a deadline that had slipped badly. He had prepared his points carefully. He had facts, numbers, and a recovery plan. What he did not have was an empathy bridge, and the moment he opened with the bad news, the room closed. Defensiveness rose around the table like a tide coming in, and nothing he said after that could reach anyone. The empathy bridge technique is not about softening your message or dancing around the truth. It is about sequencing. It is about understanding that a person in a defensive emotional state cannot hear you clearly, no matter how logical your argument is. When the threat response fires, the rational brain steps back. You can be completely right and completely ignored at the same time. This is what I teach in Chapter 5, Say It Right Every Time. Great communicators do not rely on instinct in high-stakes moments. They use a repeatable system. The empathy bridge is one of the most important tools in that system, and in this article I will show you exactly how to build it and use it. Why emotional escalation is so hard to prevent. Most people understand, in theory, that staying calm in a tense conversation is better than reacting. The problem is that understanding it intellectually and doing it under pressure are two very different things. When a conversation touches something that feels threatening, whether that is someone's performance, their decisions, or a difficult truth they would rather not hear, the brain reacts faster than your good intentions. This is what I describe in Say It Right Every Time as the amygdala hijack, the moment your emotional brain overrides your rational thinking, and the conversation shifts from collaborative to combative before either person quite knows how it happened. If you want to understand how that hijack operates in team settings, the article on what the amygdala hijack is and how it silently blocks team synergy covers it in full detail. The real difficulty is timing. By the time you notice the other person is getting defensive, you're already behind. Their shoulders have tightened. Their tone has sharpened. They have stopped listening and started preparing their counterargument. Trying to apply empathy at that point is possible, but it is far harder than preventing the escalation from starting at all. The empathy bridge works precisely because it acts before the spike, not after it. You bring understanding to the conversation before the other person needs to defend themselves, which changes the emotional conditions of everything that follows. What do you need before you build the bridge? A bridge needs two solid banks to stand on. Before you use this technique, two things must be in place. The first is pre-conversation clarity. You need to know what you are trying to accomplish, not just what you are trying to say. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline three questions you must answer before any difficult conversation begins. What is my core message? What is the specific outcome I want? And am I genuinely prepared to listen, not just to speak? Without this clarity, your empathy statement will feel vague, and the other person will sense it. The second precondition is honest self-awareness. You cannot name someone else's emotional state with any credibility if you are already emotionally activated yourself. If you walk into the conversation carrying frustration or resentment, it will leak into your tone. Take the 3-second pause before you begin, breathe, and make sure your starting state is steady. The pause is not a trick, it is a reset. The 6-step empathy bridge process. This is the sequence I have refined over decades of difficult conversations, and it is the method I teach as part of the core framework. The C stands for clarity, the O for openness, the R for respect, and the E for empathy. The empathy bridge is where the E comes to life, but it works in concert with the other three pillars. For a deeper look at how empathy bridges operate specifically within team communication, the article on how empathy bridges and team communication create conditions for lasting synergy is worth your time. Number 1. Name the situation, not just the feeling. Start by acknowledging what the other person is dealing with, the real circumstances they are living in, not just a generic "I know this is hard." Specific acknowledgement carries weight. Generic acknowledgement sounds like a script. Example: I know the last 2 months have put your team under unusual pressure, and I want to start there before we talk about what needs to change. Number 2. Say it before your core message, not after. The order is everything. Many people add empathy at the end. I know this is tough to hear, but that construction makes the empathy sound like a disclaimer for bad news. Lead with the acknowledgement, and then pause before moving forward. The sequence must be acknowledge first, deliver second. Number 3. Use a calm, declarative statement, not a question. Phrases like "Can you see that I understand where you're coming from?" put the other person in an awkward position. They feel obliged to confirm your empathy before they have actually felt it. Instead, state it clearly and simply. "I understand this has been a frustrating situation" is more powerful than asking for permission to have understood. Number 4. Pause and let it land. After your empathy statement, stop. Give the other person 3 to 5 seconds. This is one of the hardest things to do, because silence in a tense moment feels unbearable, and the urge to fill it is strong. But the pause is where the bridge actually forms. It gives the other person a moment to feel heard before you ask them to hear you. Number 5. State your core message with respect, using I statements. Once the empathy has landed, move into your message cleanly. Speak about what you observed and what you need, not about what they did wrong. "I want to talk about how we can adjust the approach going forward" is a different invitation than "you need to change the way you're doing this." For the full script on how to state a core message clearly, the feedback article on how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback gives you word-for-word language you can adapt directly. Script: I want to be direct about what is on my mind. The issue as I see it is state your core message. This matters to me because explain your why. What I would like to see happen is state your desired outcome. Number 6. Invite their perspective before you respond. After you have delivered your core message, do not wait for their defenses to rise. Ask them directly, "What is your read on this?" or "Help me understand where you are coming from." This signals that the conversation is two-directional. It also gives you the information you need to respond well, rather than reacting to what you assume they're thinking. Script: Okay, I hear you. So what you're saying is summarize their point of view. Do I have that right? Adapting the bridge for remote and hybrid settings. The empathy bridge is a spoken technique at its most powerful. When you are in the same room as someone, your body language and tone carry half the message. On a video call or in a written exchange, those signals disappear, and you have to work harder to make the acknowledgement feel genuine. In video conversations, slow your pace noticeably when you deliver the empathy statement. Speak more quietly. Make eye contact with the camera rather than the screen. If you are noticing signs of tension in the other person, name what you are seeing. "I can see from your expression that this has been weighing on you." Naming the visible emotion is one of the most effective tools for keeping a remote conversation from escalating. It reassures the other person that you are genuinely present, not just going through the motions. In written communication, whether email or a messaging platform, lead the message with your empathy statement before anything else. A single sentence can do the work. "Before I get into what I want to discuss, I want to acknowledge that I know the last few weeks have been difficult for your team." Then move into your core message. You lose the pause in written form, but you can compensate by keeping your sentences shorter and your tone warmer than you think necessary. If you are dealing with a situation where a previous conversation has already gone wrong, the article on how to use the recover method when a feedback conversation goes wrong gives you a practical recovery sequence for exactly that context. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now back to the article. Where people go wrong with this technique. I have made most of these mistakes myself. I'm listing them here because recognizing them is the first step to correcting them. The mistake: saying "I understand" and immediately moving to your main point, without pausing. Why it happens: silence feels dangerous in a tense moment, and the urge to fill it is almost irresistible. What to do instead? Treat the pause as part of the technique. Count 3 seconds in your head after the empathy statement. Let it settle before you move forward. The mistake. Using the bridge as a manipulation tactic rather than genuine acknowledgement. Why it happens. People learn the formula, but not the intent. So the words come out correct, but the feeling underneath them is missing. What to do instead? Before you speak, ask yourself, do I actually understand what this person is going through? If your honest answer is no, say so. I want to understand what this has been like for you is more credible than pretending you already do. The mistake. Acknowledging feelings, but immediately undermining the acknowledgement with but. Why it happens. People want to get to their point quickly, and but feels like a natural connector. What to do instead? Replace but with and or simply start a new sentence. I can see this has been frustrating, and I also need us to talk about the deadline keeps both truths alive rather than cancelling one with the other. The mistake. Applying the bridge after the other person has already escalated emotionally. Why it happens. Most people only think to use empathy when the conversation is already going wrong. What to do instead? Use the bridge as an opening move, not a firefighting tool. If escalation has already happened, the article on how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy gives you the next set of steps. If you notice signs that escalation is already embedded in your team's patterns, signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time is worth reading alongside this article. The mistake. Skipping the empathy bridge entirely when you feel the other person does not deserve it. Why it happens. Frustration, resentment, or a history of difficult interactions makes empathy feel like a concession. What to do instead? Understand that the bridge is not for the other person's benefit alone. It is a system you use to keep the conversation productive regardless of your feelings about them. The core framework exists precisely because instinct fails under pressure. For the full picture of how to stay calm when a defensive reaction fires back at you, the article on how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction extends this work directly. Your pre-conversation empathy bridge checklist. Use this before any conversation where emotional escalation is a real risk. Work through it in the 2 minutes before you walk in or dial in. Number 1. Have I answered the 3 clarity questions? What is my core message? What specific outcome do I want? Am I genuinely prepared to listen as well as speak? Number 2. Can I name what the other person is dealing with? Think about their circumstances, not just the topic. What pressure are they under right now? What might this conversation feel like from where they are standing? Number 3. Is my empathy statement specific, not generic? I know this has been a stressful period for your team since the restructure is specific. I understand this might be hard to hear as generic. Specific acknowledgement is the only kind that works. Number 4. Have I prepared my core message in a single clear sentence? If you cannot state your core message in one sentence, you're not ready to have a conversation yet. Write it down and refine it before you begin. Number 5. Am I starting with I statements, not your statements? Review your planned opening. Replace you've been missing deadlines with I have noticed the last 3 deadlines have slipped, and I want to understand why. Number 6. Do I have a pause planned after my empathy statement? Decide right now that you will stop after the bridge and wait. Make it a deliberate part of your plan, not an afterthought. Number 7. Do I know what I will say if their emotions spike anyway? Have the postpone option ready. I think we are both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at 10? The ground beneath every difficult conversation. Here is the truth of it. Emotional control in a difficult conversation is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about choosing when and how your emotions enter the room. The empathy bridge technique gives you a method for doing exactly that. You lead with understanding, you sequence your message carefully, and you create the conditions for the other person to actually hear you. As I wrote in Say It Right Every Time, emotions are not the enemy of a good conversation. They are a vital part of it. The goal is not to remove emotion from the room. The goal is to make sure emotion serves the conversation rather than derails it. The manager I watched lose his team on that Monday morning was not a bad communicator. He simply walked in without a bridge, and the gap between him and his team stayed uncrossed for weeks after. The empathy bridge technique, applied consistently, builds something that is harder to see, but far more durable, the sense that even difficult conversations are safe to have. That is not a soft skill. That is the ground every strong professional relationship stands on. Frequently asked questions. What is the empathy bridge technique?
The empathy bridge technique is a communication method where you acknowledge the other person's feelings or situation before delivering a difficult message. It lowers their defenses, signals respect, and creates the psychological safety needed for genuine conversation rather than reactive conflict.
How do you use the empathy bridge technique in a difficult conversation?
You acknowledge the other person's emotional state or circumstances before stating your core message.
Use a calm, direct statement such as, "I can see this has been a difficult situation for you."
Then pause and let that land before moving forward with what you need to say.
When should you use the empathy bridge before a conversation? Use it whenever you sense the other person is already under pressure, feels defensive, or the topic has emotional weight.
Deploying it at the start of a conversation, before tension appears, is far more effective than trying to apply it after someone's emotions have already spiked.
Does the empathy bridge technique work for remote or hybrid teams?
Yes, but it requires deliberate adjustment. On video calls, use slow pacing, explicit verbal acknowledgements, and longer pauses after your empathy statement.
In written form such as email or chat, lead with a sentence that names the situation before your core message, and keep your tone warm and direct.
What is the most common mistake when using the empathy bridge?
Moving too quickly past the empathy statement into your main message.
If you say, "I understand this is hard," and immediately follow with, "But here is the problem," the bridge collapses.
The other person hears only the criticism. Pause after the empathy statement and wait for a signal before continuing.
How does the empathy bridge technique connect to the core framework?
The empathy bridge is the empathy pillar of the core framework from Say It Right Every Time.
It works alongside clarity, openness, and respect to create a complete system for difficult conversations.
The bridge is the first move that makes the other three pillars possible.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblickforum.com to get your copy.